To seed or overseed when it comes to caring for your lawn in the fall. That's coming up on This Land of Ours. When it comes to fertilizing your lawn in the fall months,
seeding is an art and a science.
Dennis Patton with Kansas State University Extension says if you seed in the fall, you have a much better chance of getting a really good stand of grass in the spring if you don't make a lot of mistakes.
I think the most common mistake people make is they don't properly prepare the soil.
He says it's more than just throwing out some seeds on the ground and expecting results. You have to first get the ground ready.
What really needs to occur for a good seeding project is to make sure we get good seed-soil contact. And that is usually done with a process called verticut, or verticutting your lawn. And what this verticut does, it's a machine you can rent or hire someone to do, and it slices small grooves down into the soil that breaks through that soil crust in that thatch layer, and then it allows for that seed to fall down into those grooves. Then when we start watering, we get good seed-soil contact, which in turn then lead to better germination.
When it comes to watering, don't just do it a couple of times a week.
Because our goal is to keep that upper inch or so of the soil moist at all times during the germination process, which is probably going to take a minimum of a week to 10 days to 2 weeks, depending on the type of seed and your soil condition.
Finally, Patton recommends what is called starter fertilizer, which has a lot more phosphorus in it.
Because there is scientific research to back up that a little free phosphorus right around that germinating seed will help increase root development and growth.
I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.